This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3291 for Monday the 15th of March 2021. Today's show is entitled, The New Audacity and Batch Processing Macros. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a brief look at the new Audacity and how I got it working for me.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And this one is going to be about something that just happened to me. I ran into a problem and found a solution, and now I'm going to share that with you. And it has to do with Audacity, which I'm sure most people on Hacker Public Radio are pretty familiar with. It's a really wonderful open source audio processing program. Now, I use it every day for a variety of reasons. First of all, I use Audacity to record and prepare my own podcast shows, which are, of course, are pretty much for Hacker Public Radio. And I seem to have done over 200 shows. I'm still actively recording shows. I expect to continue as long as I can, though at the age of 69, I can see that there may come an end sooner rather than later. Now, Audacity does a great job for me. My method is pretty simple. Generally, what I do first is I write out what I want to say, and it can be either a page or a blog post, depending on what I'm doing. This one is a blog post, for instance. And I write it out because, you know, as a former academic, I like to get my thoughts together before I start doing the recording. So this is the workflow I use. But, you know, once I do that, I just take my Blue Snowball microphone, plug it into my Kubuntu box, open up Audacity, and press the record button. And it records everything, and when I'm done, I'll just add a little bit of a volume boost, save the project, and then export the FLAC file for upload to Hacker Public Radio. Now, that's not something I do every day, but I do it often enough. But what gets it to the everyday is the other use I have, and that is for listening to podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and even when I weed out the ones that just go on for too long, it's still hard to keep up. You know, I've eliminated all of the Twit Network podcasts I used to listen to because, they consider 2 hours a short one. And, you know, I prefer not to have to listen to that much at any one time from one person. One of the things I like to do is I like to speed up the podcasts. Now, I know that there are people who use smartphone apps that have the built-in ability to speed up podcasts in the app, and, you know, that's fine, but I don't listen to podcasts on my phone. The reason is that, I like my phone to get through the day with the battery, still providing power. Is that less of an issue now that I'm retired? Yeah, probably, but, you know, it's a matter of habit. And what I like is I like these small, inexpensive MP3 players. And I can just clip them onto my shirt or I might be working in the yard, mowing the lawn or, you know, weeding, or doing housework, whatever. And I just listen to podcasts while I'm doing that. And I was a big fan of the Sansa Clip Plus, which unfortunately Sansa stopped making. And so I found something that's very similar called a Clang Top. It's probably made in China, but it's inexpensive. It gets the job done very nicely. But it does not have the built-in ability to speed up podcasts. So what I did is I set up Audacity to do that. So what I do is I download my podcasts using GPodder on my Kubuntu box. And about once a day, I will delete the ones I finished listening to and prepare a new bunch to load on the player. And Audacity prepares them. I created what they called a chain some years back on the old version of Audacity, which would take the files, speed them up by 70%, boost the volume a bit, and then export the finished file. And I could do it as a batch process on a whole directory of files. It would open the files one at a time, apply the chain, and then move on to the next file. This was very handy. Then I made the jump from Kubuntu 18.04 to Kubuntu 20.04. Now, I tend to stick to LTS releases and be fairly conservative because I would rather use my computer to do things than spend my time fixing software issues. And LTS releases work well for me in this respect. In fact, I did not move from 18.04 to 20.04 until February of 2021. And with the operating system upgrade came the software upgrades, including Audacity. And when I went looking for chains, they weren't there. Now, I did some investigating on the web and found that they were replaced by macros. And instead of being on the file menu, they were on the tools menu, which is reasonable enough, I guess. I looked in the tools menu, found apply macro, and when I opened that, I found that my chains all had been moved over to macros, which was great since I did not have to recreate any of them. Not that it would be that difficult to do, but still, I was appreciative of the effort. But I can only apply a macro to one file at a time. The process seemed to be that I had to open a file, then apply the macro. And when I tried to do that to a directory with about 20 files in it, each file opened separately in its own window, which was a big mess right there. And then I had to go through them one at a time to apply the macro and then close the window. Ugh. Now, as I considered this, it did occur to me that in all likelihood I was doing it all wrong and that the capability was still there. So I went to the Audacity forum, link in the show notes for that, for anyone who wants to know, where I did see some references to batch processing, but none of them ever explained how to do that. So I started searching for Audacity batch processing, and the first few results got me nowhere. They either went back to the page that referred to batch processing without explaining how to do it, or they went back to the older version with chains. But then I found a YouTube video called Audacity Macros Easily Apply Effects to Multiple Files, which was exactly what I was looking for. And again, there's a link in the show notes if you want to check out that video. And that's where I got my answer. So on the tools menu, there was another option. It's just called Macros. And selecting this opened a window called Manage Macros. And on the bottom, there was a section to apply the macro to, and you could either do it to the current project or to a group of files. And if I select group of files, I can just open a directory, select all of the files, and it works just the way it used to. So it was there all along. I just missed it. But in case someone out there in Hacker Public Radio land has been facing a similar problem to what I faced, here's the answer. So this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off and, as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.